You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Sunday, June 4th church service.
I know you guys love each other, but we eventually have to get on to the next part of the service. We welcome each and every one of you today and pray that as the word goes forth this morning, that the Holy Spirit will use it to speak to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. How many here have ever made a reservation? And when you make a reservation and you show up, whether it's at a restaurant or whether it's an entertainment place, do you expect them to keep the reservation? Yes. That's right. That's why you made the reservation. And the purpose behind it is to save a space for you, so that when you arrive, they have the tables all set. Praise God. The tables are all set. And you're ready to eat because you made a reservation. Now, we get angry sometimes when we make a reservation and we go and they forgot to keep the reservation, right? Because in some cases, anyone can take a reservation, but it's to keep the reservation that's important. This morning, we want to talk about the greatest reservation you can ever make, and that is your spot in heaven. Your spot in heaven. I want to say it again. Your spot in heaven. Now, as nice as Creston is, and as beautiful as Creston is, it's not heaven. I hate to tell you that. I hate to inform you about that. But as beautiful as nature is all around us, I have to declare today that this is not heaven. There's a place that God has prepared for us, for those who have been born again of the Spirit of God, that's much better than anything that can be prepared here on earth. And we're waiting for that moment when either we'll be raptured or our body will reunite with the Lord in the air. How many know? I want to make another declaration this morning. None of us live forever. I just want to get that out there. None of us live forever. Even the young people that are sitting in this auditorium, in this sanctuary this morning, I want to give you some news today. You will not live forever. At some moment in time, should the Lord tarry, we're going to die. I mean, that's sad news, isn't it? But it's the truth. We are going to die, but that's not the end of the story. That's really only the beginning of the story. Come on, somebody. That's only the beginning of the story. This life on earth is so short. I want to say that again. This life on earth is so short, and it seems the older I get, the faster time is moving on. How many have found that to be true? I can't believe we're already in June. And then it's July and August and September, and then the snow starts to come. I don't want to talk about it. I just don't want to talk about it. in this world of bad news, I want to present this morning some good news. I want to declare some good news for every believer in this house, that God has reserved a spot in heaven for you. Hallelujah. God has reserved, He has prepared a place for you. And for some of us, it's not going to be too much longer. And we are going to see the Savior. Praise God. That's not a sad thing. That's a time to rejoice. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. And I pray, oh Father, that as the word goes forth, it will speak to every heart and every life in this place. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy. Friends, let me tell you something this morning. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we would not be in this building this morning. If it wasn't for the mercy of Almighty God, we would not be here this morning with our hands lifted and praising the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He has saved us. None of us deserve salvation, but it was because of His abundant mercy we have been begotten, born again to a living hope. Friends, did you know I heard something prophetic on CTV News? I don't know if that's possible or not, but I heard something prophetic. You know what the broadcaster said? They said, Canada is on fire. I'm not kidding this morning. That's what I heard. I'm not making it up today. That's exactly what the broadcaster said. He said it, he looked right into the camera, and he said, Canada is on fire. Friends, let me tell you something this morning. There's another kind of fire, and it's the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to fall upon our nation today. Hallelujah. The fire of God. Now, I have a friend, that may be surprising to some. He was in my youth group when I was a youth pastor. How many years ago, honey? Quickly now. 37 years ago, I was a youth pastor in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And my friend Rob Sager and his wife were in my youth group. He lost his home. It burnt to the ground. And he lost everything. I was in that home. We were in that home. It's the same home that he built many, many years ago. But you know what? He's not worried. He's not fretful. He's not fearful. You know why? Because he has a living hope. Hallelujah. That even though the things of this earth burn away, he has a hope in heaven, glory to God, that will not fade. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Why is the resurrection so important? It proves what Jesus said is true. He is, he was, he is, he ever shall be the Messiah. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of heaven. Praise God. He is our Savior. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Praise the Lord. He is the last and he is the first. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. We, you know what? You go to the tomb if you can find it somewhere in Israel. It's empty. There's no bones there. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. He is the living Christ that we have fellowship with every single day of our lives. To an inheritance. Verse number 4. To an inheritance. Did you know you have an inheritance? I'm not talking about the money that your parents leave you. I'm not talking about the money that you pass on to your grandchildren. I'm talking about a spiritual inheritance that's greater than anything that we can fashion on this earth. The Bible says it's incorruptible. No decay. Friends, I don't care how often you wax your Ford. You're eventually going to see some rust. Even a Chrysler is going to rust, Gary. I hate to tell you that. And even my GMC. But there's an inheritance that will never corrupt. It will never rust. And it's waiting for us in heaven. Hallelujah. It's undefiled. It's pure. It does not fade away. It's death proof. It's not something that's written and then there's a change of mind. No, God is not going to change his mind about what he has promised to you and me. You know, Ray, I know you lost your sister. But I want to declare this morning, and I believe this with all my heart, that she's in a better place. I honestly believe that. That's not a cliche. She's gone on to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. She's gone on to take hold of her inheritance that's been promised to her by God Almighty. You know, when we get discouraged, how many here have ever gotten discouraged? No, I want to see how many hands. How many here have ever gotten discouraged? Those that don't lift their hands, I need to know your secret. But friends, one of the ways to dispel discouragement is to dwell on what God has so graciously given to us through that inheritance, hallelujah, that will not fade away. It's ours. Reserved in heaven for you. That's what the New King James says. Reserved in heaven for you. Praise God. I want to say it again. Reserved in heaven for you. Praise the Lord. When you have some aches and pains, remember there's a day coming when your body is going to be transformed. Praise the Lord. No more sickness. No more death. Glory to God. You will be like him, for you shall see him as he is. Verse number 5, who are kept by the power of God. You know, it doesn't matter how good a Christian you are. You need his power to stay afloat, to keep your head above water, to rise to that place of victory in the name of Jesus. You can't do it in your own strength. You need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Kept by His power. His Holy Spirit dwells within every single believer this morning. Are you hearing me? Within you dwells the Holy Spirit. And you know what? The Bible calls Him the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside of us to assist us, to strengthen us, to enable us. And the more we depend upon Him, the more of His power flows in us in the name of Jesus. Through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Okay, I want to skip verse 6, 7, and 8, please. And let's go down. No, I can't skip it. I can't skip it. You can't make the word say what you want it to say. Can I say that again? You can't make the word say what you want it to say. You've got to read every part, every verse, preach every part. In this, you greatly rejoice. You know, I don't do this enough. But I need to get up in the morning. And I need to lift my hands and thank God for His inheritance He has for me. Praise the Lord. I need to lift my hands and thank God that I have a place in heaven reserved for me. Hallelujah. My name is on it. I don't think we think, you know, someone said to me one time, Pastor Ripley, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. And you know what I said? I said, you're so earthly minded, you're no heavenly good. Sometimes we need to have our heads in the clouds, but not in that way, in the way of focusing upon heavenly things. You know, when you start thinking about heaven, when you start thinking about where you're going, streets of gold, where you will be with God forever and forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. Your problems begin to get small compared to the glory of all that God has prepared for every single believer on this planet who has ever lived. Though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, that's what God's after, isn't He? A genuine faith, not a fake faith. That when you have trials, you run away. But you allow the testing to have its place in your life. You allow God to do His inward work inside of you and inside of me. Being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. Can I make another declaration? You, as a genuine believer, are going to experience times in your life that you are going to be tested by fire. Maybe you're in it right now. There's going to come a test. The fire is going to get hot. But if you let God do his work, you'll come forth as gold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you ever disciplined your children? How many here have ever disciplined their children? Did you know that God disciplines us? And he does it because he loves us. Don't you like that? He disciplines us because he loves us. Hallelujah. He wants to root everything out of us that is contrary to God's word so that we come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, you've heard the story. The devil was on the sidewalk crying. Did you hear this before? The devil's on the sidewalk crying. And someone came over to the devil and said, "Why are you crying?" And he pointed over to the church over there. He said, "You know what? They blame me for everything." Not everything is the devil. Are you hearing me? Sometimes God is allowing things into our life for a purpose and for a reason. Hallelujah. The fire's got to get hot. The waters have to get high to prove that what is in you is genuine and real in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Whom you have not seen, you love. Though you do not see him yet, believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Receiving, verse 9, the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Jude. No, not you, Jude. Go to the book of Jude. He looked at me. I want to announce this morning that my son and his wife, Raina, had a beautiful baby boy just a few days ago. That's three baby boys for him: Noah, Micah, and Ezra. Those are the three that he has. Praise the Lord. Jude chapter 1. And this is a doxology, just in conclusion this morning. Now to him, God, who is able, who is able? I want to get that out there. Who is able to keep you from stumbling? How many know God can do that? That word stumble means to fall away. That's what this book, this chapter is all about, falling away. Slip sliding away. Backsliding. Losing faith. And friends, this morning, I want to say this as a divine declaration. If you'll keep your hand in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus, he will never let you go. He'll bring you through the fire. He'll bring you through the floods. He'll bring you through the testings. He'll bring you through the difficulties. Hallelujah. He's never going to let go of you. He's never going to let go of you. He's able to keep you from stumbling. I know sometimes we feel like we're going to stumble. We're going to drift. But we've got to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And to present you faultless. Man, I really had to dig into this word faultless. Because we all have faults. We all have failures. We've all slipped up. We've all sinned. But this is not talking about our righteousness. It's talking about the righteousness that has been imputed to us, given to us. We are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And friends, without that imputed righteousness, we would never be able to enter heaven. Are you hearing me? Even though we've asked for forgiveness, and even though we have come before God in repentance, it is the clothed righteousness, the imputed righteousness that we are clothed with. As we stand before God, He sees what Christ accomplished at Calvary. And we stand faultless before the presence of His glory. Oh, what a day it's going to be when my Jesus I shall see. I shall look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. What a day. What a day that's going to be. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's good to think about what's going to happen in the future. It keeps us sane in the present. And then verse 25 in conclusion. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. So be it. We declare it today that He sits on the throne, and all power and majesty belong to God Almighty. Can you lift your hands and praise the living God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give Him praise this morning. Father, we thank You. I'm not praying. I'm just saying, Father, I thank You. I saw somebody bow their heads. No, I'm not praying. I'm just saying, Father, thank You. Thank You for that inheritance that we have. And when it gets tough, and when the testings come, go to these verses. Meditate on Your inheritance. Hallelujah. Meditate on all that God has prepared for you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says there's going to be no more death, no more crying, no more tears. You know, instead of sending some people to the library to read to kids, we should be telling them about heaven. We should be telling them the story of Jesus. Come on, somebody. We should be telling them the glories of God. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, we thank You this morning for all that You have accomplished for us at Calvary's cross. I thank you this morning, Lord, that we can look to you for everything. Let every discouraging, oppressing thought be dispelled this morning as we meditate on what God has prepared for us. Lord, I thank you for that divine inheritance and all that it entails today. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Rath.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Please join us next Sunday.